The ordinance amended city code pertaining to water rules and regulations. It was introduced in April and had been postponed twice. It would have allowed residents and businesses outside the city to connect to water if their property was adjacent to the city's water line, as is the case in many areas of Ketchikan City. The council appeared to be on track to approve the measure following review by the city's Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as some changes in wording suggested by the city's attorney. But at Monday's meeting, Councilmember Heath Smith, who had previously spoken in support of the measure, requested an amendment that would require the city to submit an application to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, amending its water service area to include all properties serviced by the city water, including those outside the city limits. City Manager Katie Kester said the city is currently working on an application through the Regulatory Commission for lots within the city that are now serviced by city water. Some of the council questioned why the city would submit to a more prescriptive process than is required by state law. Smith said, however, that in his discussions with the commission, he was informed that the city was required to include all land that is being served in the service area because the city has a monopoly in terms of water service.
And so there's much of the annexed area that is not included in our water service area currently. Once we intend to serve, we need to amend. We have to define our boundaries as far as what we're capable of doing. They don't regulate our prices, but they regulate the service area to which we can serve that utility.
The council split along its typical line on the vote, with council members Caroline Venuti, Rachel Lord, and Donna Etterhold voting in favor of allowing water use, and council members Tom Struzis and Smith voting against the measure. Council member Shelley Erickson was excused from the meeting. Any member of the council who voted against the measure may call for reconsideration under Robert's Rules of Order. In other action, the council heard a report from City Manager Kester outlining what the City Finance Department considers a modest forward trend in revenue fund projects for the year. The city is planning to consider action related to the Kenai Peninsula Borough's disaster declaration from the Swan Lake and Caribou Hills fires, and is considering using its emergency fund to supplement any lost sales tax revenue as a result of lost visitors to the area when fires made travel between the Kenai Peninsula and the rest of the state all but impossible by road. The council also revised its capital improvement projects list, placing a multi-use community center as a top priority. The council is currently working toward obtaining a quote for the demolition of the Herc Building on the corner of Sterling Highway and Pioneer Avenue. And the large, centrally located parcel is favored as a potential site for a multi-use community center by many on the council. Also on its list of top priorities were the barge mooring and large vessel haul-out repair facility, a new large vessel moorage facility, a stormwater master plan, and a sidewalk on Main Street. It also removed a Homer Conference Center from its list so as to keep attention on the community center as the city's primary focus. Special thanks to reporter Carrie Restino for covering the Homer City Council. I'm Kathleen Gustafson.